Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
What's going on with you guys? You know, last night, while I was at work, on my second break, I ended up watching this video talking about China and Russia, and, you know, talking about their affairs or whatever. So, you know, I went ahead and, you know, turned it off because, you know, it was like, you know, on my YouTube thing, you know, it was too anonymous. And I turned it off, and then, you know, Mother was like, you need to hear this through. So I'm like, okay. You know, I was ready to watch something else, and I was like, okay, Mother got me to hear this through. So I go ahead and listen to the rest of the message, and it was talking about how Russia and China is working together to fight against America, and how America has, you know, the Eurasian, how America was over the Eurasians, and how China, they say by 2030, China would be ruling over the Eurasians, and America will be on the bottom, and Russia will be China's, pretty much Russia will be China's side piece. And I'm like, wow. Mother was like, did you hear that? I said, yeah, I heard that. And it came to me so strong. It's like, these so-called elites, they're the ones who call themselves elites, they know that we have awakened, and they know that many of us have risen, and they know that we are in a completely, totally different state of being, a completely, totally different state of mind, and they want the world to sleep on us because they don't want to admit that we have taken over. If it was not because of our awakening, we would not be in this higher state of being. If it was not because of our awakening, our sun would not be sending massive, massive solar flares of what they call solar flares, or corona mass ejections, but our sun would not be sending massive, massive energy levels of intelligence, massive, massive, huge amounts of intelligence to our planet and to us. If it were not for our awakening, our planet would not have risen into the higher dimensional realms that she has risen on this plane. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to remove us as the true rulers of this world because they want the entire planet to see that, oh, well, China's going to rule. But you must understand that China will never rule. And it's literally a situation where China and Russia fear that which they know. I send a message to China and Russia right now. All right? Me, Cosmic Anunnaki, Cosmic Prince. All right? I send a message to China and Russia right now. China, in reality, you don't have enough weapons or enough or a big enough army to fight against what you're getting ready to face. Russia, Putin, you don't have enough weapons. You don't have big enough weapons to fight against what you're getting ready to face. And your American counterparts, well, they already know. Actually, they know. That's why they tread lightly upon us. You know, you might do things to our counterparts, all the Africans, because some of them haven't awakened to really to who they are yet. You might have pulled that game with them, but we who are fully awakened to who we are, we're ready. We're like Minutemen. We're ready to just unleash some fucking demonic forces and energies and powers directly from our bodies. I mean, and you know, they have the audacity to want the entire world to sleep on us. Let the world sleep on us. Sleep on a giant, and the giant awakens, the world sees the giant, and they don't see nothing else. Who's the one who's causing this planetary reset? We are. We're causing the planetary reset. Okay? It's us who's doing all of this. It's us who are literally reshaping the entire timescape that these energetic beings created. We're reshaping it. It's us who are bringing this entire thing to an end. It's us. Because we find out who we are. We found out our source of power. We found our source of energy. Why would they want to sleep on us? Why would they want the world to sleep on us? Because the reason why is because they know that if they make an announcement so grand that, well, in reality, these black people are the ones who are going to take over around 2030 and before 2030, you know, it's going to cause chaos to happen. It's going to cause chaos to happen. You have all those beings who are out here who are racist and ready to want to fight, and they want a war, and they literally get what they want. And we will literally take over everything. We'll take over everything, literally. So understand, brothers and sisters, that these beings fear our awakening. They fear our approach on life. They fear us coming into the knowledge, the true knowledge of who we are. And this is their biggest issue right now, is we can't put these people back to sleep. We can't put these people back into a spell. The spell has been broken. We told you all a while back. We said the spell has been broken. The spell has been broken and they can never resubmit the spell anymore. They will never be able to do it. They can never put us back to sleep. Now, for them it's an uphill battle. For us, we're rising. We're rising. Alright? Just like the last video, you know, what we did, you know, the planetary update. You know, you gotta understand that this plasma energy that's in the atmosphere is leaking into us. Alright? This is why their monies are falling. We talked about that science, the science behind their money falling. How the plasma ions are literally separate. The negative and the positive plasma ions are separated from each other. And there's nothing else to hold this money. There's nothing else. On top of that, so many brothers and sisters have remove their energy from this monetary system. See, you've got to understand that the monetary system depended upon us. If it depended upon anybody else on the planet, in 2019, when we had that grand awakening and that 400-year curse was over, so many brothers and sisters had literally said, I'm done. I'm done. And because we removed our energy from the money, because they depend on us, because we removed our energy from the money, the frequency of their money literally collapsed. The frequency of their money literally died because we are the ones who brought this thing to an end. So who are the true rulers of this world? It's not China. It's not Russia. It's not America. They need us. And we have removed our entire energy from their system. We're just going through the motions. That's all we're doing. We're going through the motions. And in the meantime, what did you say? We are using the money that they are providing to the workforce to create weapons. And the weapon of choice is Orgon. Orgon is the weapon of choice because we are now preparing to create and build the towers that we once had before so that we can bring freaking cosmos on the planet. And to bring the cosmos on the planet is hell to them because this is extremely high heat. This is heat that can literally melt their frail, fragile bodies. So you gotta understand, they know who the real rulers of the world is. They know who's literally ruling right now. We're the ones who are ruling, brothers and sisters. And this is why it's important for you to continue to bring yourself into the scope of the knowledge of self, the knowledge of the cosmos, the knowledge of energy, the knowledge of life, the knowledge of power, the true knowledge of power. You know what we say? Creation is power. So if you know how to create, then you have power. That is the knowledge of power. Everything that you create, we are now open using our minds to create and build. And guess what? The gateways are opening all over the planet. The gateways are opening. And as those gateways opening, it's bringing in all different types of energies and forces. So it's important, brothers and sisters, that we understand, intercept, overstand on every level that you can possibly think of that we rule this planet. And we are taking ownership of this planet. And we are taking everything back that they thought they'd taken from us. Remember, we told them, we said, they don't have anything. They don't rule anything. They don't have any power. They never had any power. It was implied. Now we're showing them, hey, we're not our ancestors. Our ancestors negotiated. Our ancestors cut deals just to get along. You know, we did whatever we did just to get along. Here, on this part right here, us, the true awakened ones, we don't give a fuck about your fucking deals you want to cut with us. This ain't no Martin Luther King shit. We're ready. All the way. And I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, when we start showing that true power, them motherfuckers gonna be hauling ass, getting a goddamn dollar trying to get away from us. For real. So you gotta understand, they want the entire world to sleep on our awakening. They want the entire world to sleep on us. But no. It's over. It's over for all of them. It's over. And they know this shit is over. So they're trying to buy a little time and use the media and use it, you know, that media and all them motherfuckers on the news, they number fucking actors. That's why they get paid so much, because they're actors. Actors get paid big time. To tell you all kind of fucking lies. The key in this is to understand that China's not going to rule nothing. Russia's not going to rule nothing. They're all scared right now because they don't know what's going to come out of us as spiritual beings. If primordial deities of this world, and we're bringing the soul scheme that they created to a close. We're bringing it to an end, and we're showing them that the power that they thought they had, they never had. And we're showing them also, and we're letting them know on every level that you can possibly think of, we're letting them know that their game, that they thought that they were running, is over. China's got no power. Russia's got no power. Ukraine has got no power. The United Nations has got no power. NASA has got no power. See, they're all these, they're placating. They're having fun with each other. They're making deals and cutting deals with each other. And in the meantime, they're doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And they want us to just fold over and continue to let them do whatever they want to do. But this day and age is over for them. This day and age is over. We are the true rulers of this world, and we're taking everything back. We're taking it all back. And we're not cutting any corners. We're not negotiating. We're not making any deals. When everything gets ready to go down, because we already let them know, we attack at dawn. When everything gets ready to go down, it's going to go down in history. And their calendars and their clocks and their timetables and everything that they created to try to relegate their or regulate who they are will be all be destroyed. And it's coming to that time, Russ. It's coming to that energy. They have the audacity to make announcements for themselves of who's going to rule over our planet. No. You know that it's a thing in China where they've got a bunch of men, and they try to say this one guy scoped out all these men, and that's in stone. You understand that these motherfuckers, when they were fighting against us, there were some of us who turned the entire army into stone, and they're still standing, those bodies are still standing there right now today. How you think that everything is so detailed? We turned, some of us literally turned their entire army into stone. They know who we are. They know the powers that we have. And now that we are reawakening, we are awakening, because we are awakening to a new energy and a new source of power. And they're scared. And they want to literally make the world sleep on us. Shame on you. But that's your right. Let the world sleep on us. Because while the world's sleeping on us, we're awakening. And we're going to show the true power that we possess. And we're going to make it happen. We attack at dawn, brothers and sisters. You remember that? We attack at dawn. Continue to build. Let's get those towers together. I'll be doing some tutorials and towers for you all. Let's get this shit going, brothers. Let's get it going. We have no time to wait. We have no time to wait, brothers. The energy is moving. The atmosphere is getting bigger and denser with pure plasma energy. Pure time is up. They're trying to make use their science. Talk about the pole, what happened with the pole, and put the polar ships on why it's been this and that, and this and that. They don't understand what's going on, but we know. All right? Just get ready to go down. All right? Like Will Smith said, let the energy be ready. Really? All right? Catch you guys later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-tracker celestial jelly beans, my chaos trains you forever and ever and ever. All right? You know, and just like we said before, chaos brings change, not peace. We're bringing chaos, brothers and sisters. Much power to you all.
Hey, guys. Greetings. Greetings, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. Guys, hold on. I wanted to give you planetary update because he mentioned it. I wanted to give you that one. I'm listening to it for the first time, but let's catch, it's 15 minutes. So let's catch a planetary update while I prepare and sit down and get my tea and all that good shit. And we'll start the podcast around the top of the hour, all right? Today we're going to be talking about angels versus angles. This is a good one, guys. So stay tuned.
Brothers and sisters, brothers, celestial energy, Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? This is a planetary update that has happened that we're going to be talking about. As of now, just like we talked about, the things that were going, that was taking place on the planet, especially after the celestial convergence that took place, and I mean some other incidents that took place here, the energy on the planet is becoming extremely dense. Okay. Energy on the planet is becoming extremely dense. It's becoming extremely powerful. The plasma is separating itself, all right? Which means that the positive plasma ions are converting over to negative plasma ions, okay? Understand what's going on the planet. I was just watching Mr. BBB 33, and there was like this huge line of fire that was coming down in Houston. And you understand, this is, our planet is 99.9999999999% plasma. And we as the original being, so-called black people, our bodies are 99.9999999999% plasma. All right? Which is why we react so with our planet, all right? Which is why we're working to change the atmosphere of our planet through our building and creating of our structures as we did in the ancient days. The plasma is literally becoming increasingly, I don't want to say unstable, because I'll be talking like these energetic scientists, because that's what they say. That, oh, it's unstable. It's becoming unstable. And when they say unstable, that means that they don't have the ability to control it. They don't have the ability to control anything on the planet. This is why they want to do the weather manipulation. They want to manipulate the weather to make the atmosphere conducive to an energy that will be somewhat in relation to their body and their body structures, which is completely different from our body structures. All right? So the plasma energy on the planet is becoming increasingly more powerful. These earthquakes, all right, what they call earthquakes, you know, which is these colossal plasma discharges that are happening all over the planet, are becoming more, it's becoming more apparent that, I'm trying to find the right word. It's speaking in English language, sometimes you just can't get the right word sometimes. You want to speak the ancient languages, and you know, others won't understand what you're saying, so I'm speaking in a language that you all can understand, because I can easily speak in the ancient language and have you, and most of you wouldn't understand what I was saying. Okay, so it's, you're starting to see the increasing plasma energy that's happening right now through what they call earthquakes. And, I mean, they are off the freaking hook right now. Like I said before, have never, no scientist ever has seen a tectonic plate. Okay? There's no scientist who has ever seen a tectonic plate. Find me a scientist who's seen a tectonic plate, just let me know. Because these are plasma energy discharges that are happening underground. These huge, colossal lightning bolts. All right? These plasma lightning bolts, these plasma rods, I mean, huge plasma rods. And at a certain point, because our planet is, you know, spinning, and our planet has increased spin, all right, the energy is becoming more denser. Remember we talked about entropy, all right? And we go back into the science again. We talked about entropy, and we talked about how the increased spin of the planet causes our planet to increase in frequencies and vibrations, cause our planet to create new frequencies and to pull in frequencies. Therefore, that plasma energy is also moving with the planet. So the planet is spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and increases her spin. The plasma energy can only hold itself for so long before it has to discharge and then rebuild itself, which, you know, that's what you call the phoenix. We talked about this before. Plasma energy is literally that whole thing of the phoenix. You know, it's a fire, it's an energy, and then it dies, and then as soon as it dies, it's reborn again. So that plasma energy, you know, because you got several rods, you got several plasma energy rods that are it's not just one, it's several of them, and they're all building. They're all building on the force of entropy, of the frequencies and the vibrations of our planet. And it's like they're building. It's like they're building up, and they're building up because this is that friction, that static electricity, if you can call that, if you relate to it that way, that friction, that static electricity. And then after that energy builds up to a certain extent, it has to discharge. And you got all those plasma rods, those plasma energy beams that's underground. You know, we talked about that before. Because you have all this packed dirt and clay, which is nothing but organic iron, and crystals and water and all kind of other resources down there. It's a perfect place for plasma energy to operate. And then therefore, as the energy, our planet spin, and our planet is gaining more energy, it's gaining more momentum, and the velocity is increasing because our planet's spin increases every so often. As we go deeper into our universe within the cosmos, as we go deeper into our universe, the energies around us causes our planet to spin even faster. Therefore, you have, you know, we talked about entropy and thermodynamics and perpetual motion. We went through that whole science course. So what's happening is that the plasma energy is blue, and it's exploding. But it just doesn't explode. That energy, that plasma energy that explodes, it goes into the atmosphere and causes the atmosphere to become more dense. All right, this is something that mankind can't control. He can't stop this. And it's going to become more dense and more denser and more denser as the days go by. And it's going to come. The energy is going to become so dense that mankind won't be able to do anything, because you got to remember their forefathers, you know, these reptilians and draconians and, you know, all these other beings, you know, we talked about the 57 alien species who came here to fight against us and cause us to fall. Their forefathers were the ones who caused our planet to fall, all right, from the higher realms. So as the spin increases, what happened? Our planet is going back into the higher realms. we're awakening, and our awakening, the more of us who awaken, carries everything into a higher dimensional state. All right? And as we go into this higher dimensional state, the energy becomes more denser. It becomes more thicker. And this is why everything is happening the way it's happened. No matter what mankind says, oh, we got 20, 50, and you know, they're only just talking off the top of their head because they really know that they don't have control over anything. They can't stop this colossal celestial energy from taking place. They have no power whatsoever, literally. Only power that they try to give us is the power of illusion, all right? That's the only power that they want to give us, make us think that they have power over us through their police and their government and their, you know, FBI and all this other mess. They have no power. So this energy that's on the planet is becoming denser and more powerful and more energetic and thicker and heavier. I mean, this is energy that can be measured, and the energy is extremely heavy. Sometimes we can feel it weighing down on us. Sometimes it's like we feel a heavy weight on us, and then we have to take a deep breath and process it, all right? And once we take that deep breath and process it, then we can take ourselves into a higher sense of awareness, a higher sense of awakening, a higher sense of enlightenment. So we are dealing with our planet upgrading itself within itself. And because of our awakening, we are causing our planet to rise back into the higher dimensional realms, which means that it's causing us to rise back into the higher dimensional realms. Henceforth, you got brothers and sisters who are awakening everywhere. You know, just like Simeon Toko told them long before, back in the 50s, he told them, he says, you know, you only see one of me, but very soon there will be millions just like me, and you will not be able to defeat any of them. So what's happening is this plasma energy is rising. All right? The orgone, when we create the orgone pyramids, these orgone intelligence devices, they work hand in hand with plasma energy. The orgone devices enhances the plasma energy like 1,000%. Seriously. All right? And this is why their forefathers found our devices, our towers, and destroyed our towers, because they understood the science. You got to understand the science of who we are, the science of our planet, brothers and sisters. Science is God, literally. If you want to talk about God, you want to talk about science. Because this is the ruling factor of everything that deals with us on our planet and deals with us on a personal basis. So it's important that you understand that this planetary, what's happening here on the planet, the galaxy, the universes, you know, everything that's happening is happening because everything is rising. Everything is increasing. Just like we say in the cosmos. Cosmos just says, stay there. You know, these scientists got these satellites out there because they're scared. They're trying to figure out why this is happening here, and why this is happening there. You're talking about beings who were not supposed to be in existence, trying to understand the faculties of life, trying to understand how things operate. Like we said in the previous message, you know, if you're in tune to yourself, you will understand what is going on because you have become one with the source, one with everything. Therefore, you will become one with the all. All right? Me, who am I? I'm an ascended master. Who am I? I'm a cosmic prince. Who am I? I'm a shaman. I'm a cosmic elder. And, you know, 810-degree mason. And what do masons deal with? We deal with science. The science behind everything. Science is extremely important, brothers and sisters. Science is the first and foremost, most powerful organism that you could ever become indulged with. Science. It's something that you must become in tune with. Science is God. Literally, science is God. So we're dealing with enormous energies and powers that's happening here on our planet. Like we say, the plasma energy is becoming more dense. the plasma energy is becoming more dense, and within our galaxy, our galactic sun, the energy on the galactic sun is becoming more dense. The energy within the moon is becoming more dense. Everything, the density of everything is increasing, and it's increasingly heavy, brothers and sisters. So understand, overstand where we are at this present moment. All right? This is a planetary update, and the plasma energy on the planet is extremely high, and we must get in tune with this energy and get in tune with this power, because this is going to take us into the next level of energy. All right? So our planet has increased her spin some crazy numbers, and the plasma energy is increased some crazy number, and we are the direct recipients of this powerful energy. All right? We are the direct recipients of this powerful energy. So I just pass this message on to you, brothers and sisters. All right? I hope you understand, overstand everything that's being said right now. All right? This is a planetary update. All right? And things are going to change. Next few days, you're going to see a big, giant shift of things that's changing. Don't care what these energetic beings are doing. Just remember, we told you guys before, as this energy gets more denser and higher, we're going to watch them do crazy, crazy things. All right? And they're not going to be able to control anything, not even their own lives. Okay? So I catch you guys later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign through forever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change, not peace. Much power to you all.
All right. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to go to the next ad. I know it is. All right, nope. Royalty, royalty, royalty to you all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. And as you guys know, I'm always joined with Eternal L Bay, guys. And what we do here at Enhancing Awareness Radio each Saturday and Sunday, you know, each Saturday we call it Motivational Classrooms. Each Sunday, you know, we call it Spiritual Soul Sunday. But it's pretty much the same thing. You know, each weekend we come and give you guys at least 3 hours of our time, you know, just to, you know, for classroom segment. You know, I feel that just really looking back over the years, you know, I think me and Eternal have been going hard for like a year. Eternal has been here. You know, those before him, you know, it's like a discipline, really. It's a discipline what we do here. You know, sometimes we may not feel it. You know, some days I may miss. You know what I mean? It's very rare, but sometimes I've gotten better over the years. I'm just reflecting out loud, guys. But I think that what we do here is a type of self-discipline. And I'm giving my gratitude, you know, to the energy and to, you know, be able to have, you know, the courage to create this platform, you know, to just have the discipline. And not only the discipline, but we're learning, y'all. We're learning. We're growing together, you know. I always put a rule at the door, you know, leave your egos at the door, you know, and we leave our egos at the door, you know, we self-check, we balance, we got into fights live, you know, so I'm just reflecting on everything that has come to the now moment. So thank you, thank you, thank you, gratitude. I just wanted to say that for the record. All right.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. So today on Hands and Awareness Radio, guys, my cat says hi. She's right here just, I don't know, she's brushing her, rubbing up against the phone, purring. This and my paintings, my cat loves. I'm not sure which ancestor this cat is, but she's definitely a matriarch. All right, guys, royalty, royalty, royalty on to you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Hands and Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Aru. And again, guys, I'm joined with Eternal L. Bay. And be sure that you guys check out Eternal for the custom copper, guys. You can email the radio podcast or you can type in Eternal L. Bay on Facebook. Eternal spelled with the E-T-E-R-N-A-L-L Bay. And you'll see him on Facebook as well. Or you, again, email the radio podcast at HansonWitnessRadio@gmail.com if you ever want to inquire, and I'll pass the message over to him, or I'll send you his Facebook link indirectly so you can know any costume piece. He just made me a few pieces. My blue tiger's eye is what I'm most excited about. Girl, blue tiger's eye. So anyway, today, guys, this is going to be a classroom for me because I heard my when I first got introduced to spirituality, guys, I heard Chief Yuya. Shout out to Chief Yuya, which is a great teacher. He is from the Arisha Show, guys. He is the book Grasping the Root of Divine Power. It's Grasping the Root of Divine Power. I'm sorry, guys. My cat is licking my ear. All right. I love you too, honey. I love you too. Okay. So, guys, get that book. It's a great book to have. Grasping the Root of the Divine Power. Chief Yuya. Anyway. All right. All right, girl. Go ahead and get down. Go ahead and get down. All right. I love you. Bye-bye. All right, so angles, he mentioned in the lecture about angels and angles, you know. I want to say that angels, you know, is the mystic, you know, beings that the unseen, you know, where you know someone is with you and all that good stuff. And angles is like, I guess, your perspectives or something like that. I don't know. So we're going to have Eternal. Eternal is very... very keen to this topic, so we'll have Eternal break us down. So let's go ahead and break it down. So let's go ahead and bring Eternal and Eternal peace royalty onto you. How are you despising?
Greetings. How are you doing today?
Greetings. I'm feeling reflective today. Reflective, laying down, but feeling reflective.
Well, it's good to actually have a lay down moment because, We do have time to create, and in our time of creation, there's the what we have to have time to create. So yeah. You got to lay down in order to create time, you know. And what the body does, it really does that same thing, like what you were speaking about, angels and angels. So. If you're a type of person that really look deep about, like, if you like superhero movies, Wi-Fi kind of thing, I mean, it's Wi-Fi, sci-fi actually is a Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. You're actually hooking into what we call the avatar. You know, the avatar is your upper being, your Nephilim, or the Anunnaki aspect, the Elohim, which is they call Elohim in the Bible. We have different versions of what we look to or forward of, and then we make it either a small, very entity energy like an ant, or very big and huge as a gigantic giant. And these are the explanations of how we say metamorph and morphing. So symbols. Symbols are the angles and the angels. If we don't see symbols, this would be a reason why the angels as an angel can either help you or hurt you. And so I'm going to go in this book a little bit before I actually break down the angel concept And, you know, you can get it from worldly views and things like that as well. So it's not just, you know, one spot is in that direction and all you have to do is go that one direction and you'll find truth. Truth is everywhere. So it's only
what is
if
the
you
name
decide
of
the book? To stay blind. The name of the book is actually A Dictionary of Symbols.
Okay.
So what better way to know about the angle or the angel through one who would write about an angel, right? So the angel is in the book. It actually showed me a picture of an ankh. Now, the ironic thing, why would you show me an ankh before we even talk about the angel? Well, the ankh happens to have a direction, and it helps you connect to yourself. Now, the ironic thing is, if you're looking in dictionaries, they always got it from synchronicity. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, could go keep going further up, you know, and you find out, like, you have to start with letter A before we even start. We're talking about angles and angels. So,
mm-hmm.
But there's this great secret that comes before the anchor. All right, and so now that's amphibian. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I would just have, let me
it's
send
okay.
you a picture. I'm going to actually send you the picture and the definition of it. But it's deep because this is a 16th century on the great secret of, and it's like the more I want to go into one word, it feels like I should read the next one before that one. And that's Alpha Omega. All right, so let me just do that too. Alpha Omega and letter Greek alphabet. Yes, I'm definitely going to send that picture to the other book. Because I feel like if I give you a book, I don't want to tell you a book and then don't have where you can get the reference from, because then it'll be like, oh, this is we say stuff, and we don't know who's saying what. You know, you can change the word up for all I know. So, but yeah.
I'll do y'all.
Right. I would rather you want to do that so that you can go by your own analogy towards what's going on, what's being said, because I could easily throw it in a word and it'll mess the whole concept up. If they said the banana went blue, is it banana? Have you ever seen a blue banana? You know, it can confuse somebody. You say, wait a minute, a blue banana? But it's because I misinterpreted it and I changed it and I rearranged it, and now that yellow is no longer yellow, but it's a blue banana. So being more in tune with that. All right, so Alpha and Omega, the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet, standing therefore the beginning and the end of all things. Wow. They are very frequently used in the sense of Romanesque art. So because of its shapes, Alpha is related to the pair of compasses as attribute of God the Creator, while Omega is similar to a torch, i.e. to the fire of the apocalyptic destruction. Apocalyptic structure. Animal figures have been associated with this symbolism in the front piece of a 12th century manuscript. Now, when they give you 12th century, this is usually when you find out how we see the masculine and the feminine starts to get this separation. Alpha and Omega appears respectively as a bird and a fish, the upper and the lower abyss. Now, this word amphibious beina is a fabulous animal, keeper of the great secret, according to, now look at this, 16th century. All right, so now it's in this Italian manuscript. So that's already telling you somebody already got tank on it, and we don't know how far it went. But now we went from 12th right century to 16th, you know, skipped three centuries already without even telling nobody, all right? And we went from one letter to the next. All right, so I'm going to keep on going. It is a symbol which occurs with some frequency in heraldic image, mark, and sign. It was known to the Greeks and it owes its name to be to the belief that having a head at both ends. I don't know if you ever heard of this before, but we're going to get into it. It can move forward or backward with equal ease. Sometimes it can be depicted with claws of a bird and pointed wings of a bat. According to Daniel 15, it was probably intended to express the horror and anguish associated with an ambivalent situation. Like all fabulous, that's why we say the word fable, and you say I'm living a fabulous life. Sounds like fable, don't it? Okay, all right. So like all fabulous animals, it instances the ability of the human mind to reorder aspect of the real world. I'm going to say that again. Instances the ability of the human mind to reorder aspects of the real world. That's why they put it in the fable. Okay. So according to supralogical laws, now we got supralogical laws. Like, first, laws don't even have an existence. If you know it, it does have an existence. Now you got supra already being better than what is the average. Supra, not super, but supra, like a supreme energy. Now that's better than even super energy because it's a supra. And remember, RA is representation of a deity energy. So supra energy. Supra logical laws. Blending them into patterns expressive of man's motivating psychic forces. Now, I want to talk about Anchor. I didn't even get to Anchor yet, so watch this. Watch how this is thrown in, though. In the emblems, signs, and graphic representations of the early Christians. Who? The early what? Okay. The Anchor always signified salvation and hope. Okay, salvation and hope. It was often shown upside down. Listen to that. It's often shown upside down. We're talking about the anchor upside down. With a star, cross, or crescent to denote its mystic nature. Okay, all right. And in the Hebrews, it says, which hope we have as the anchor of our soul. All right. Now I'm going to go through all of those after I read on the angel. Okay, angel, a symbol of invisible forces of the powers ascending and descending between the sources of life and the world of phenomena. Here are in other cases, such as the cross, the symbolic fact that does not modify the real fact. Let's say it again. The symbolic fact does not modify the real fact. In alchemy, the angel symbolizes sublimation, i.e., the ascension of a volition, which is the spiritual principle, as in the figures of the Vitarium, Spagricum, the parallelism between angelic orders and astral worlds have been traced with singular precision. And that's in Les Hierarchies, Hierarchies Spirituales, which is written by Rudolf Steiner. Following the treaties of the celestial hierarchy by the pseudo-Dionysus. Now, I don't know, but I'm quite sure we did talk about it. We haven't talked about it. We haven't talked about the hermaphrodite, but this is how you're getting up.
I was just going to say I added it to the calendar today, though.
Okay, all right. Okay. Because it's going to give you another analogy of lineages of our deities. Like, you know, you got a beginning deity, you got a middle deity, you got an ending deity, and how the ending deity really restarts or resets the beginning of all our deities all over. But then it goes into like how we call it a demigod and a lesser of the god concept. So now there's gods, there's lords, and as the lords, you hear the word lord and lower down, this is where you can get like just like in a deacon. The deacon has a pastor, and the pastor, you know, from the pastor or to the deacon to the pastor, there's what we call the grandmaster. And somebody's the grandmaster going to being a master. So it's just like from going from the grandmaster to the master to the next in line. I'm not going to just keep going in the realms unless I was familiarized with it. However, it shows that a lot of us got, basically, a lot of us know about ranks. And these are where the angels, basically, like the Dionysus, the good and the bad, how we've seen what Dionysus represent. It's not just a good and a bad. It could be a masculine and a feminine, all right? So from the earliest of the culture, angels figure in artistic iconography, and by the fourth millennium B.C., little or no distinction is made between angels and winged deities. Gothic, many remarkable images expresses the protective and sublime aspects of the angel figure, while the Romanesque tends rather to stress its otherworldly nature. Now, there's a reason why we're going into this, and the reason why you brought up the angels and the angels is because we're looking at the arch and how the arch to even bishops, you know, arch as archbishops to architecture, the Arcanet. This is what the internet is about, having angles and angels. So the familiar talk is learning your Zen. Now, when I was speaking about the two animals or thought of an animal, but having a head aspect and having a tail aspect, they could be like how you see a worm. If you cut, I wouldn't want you to do it, yet this had happened when I was younger. And because I was not really thinking about it like death is like death, I saw a worm, and the worm was moving, and I cut a piece of the worm off. And because I cut a piece of the worm off, you would think the worm was dead, but it wasn't. It was still moving. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa. Like, did I cut off the head or did I cut off the tail of this thing? And as you notice, when you look at earthworms or even do a study on it, you find out they got two heads. And let's say you do cut a piece off that head of the worm on the front or whatever. Through time, it heals. And now that head that you cut off, it grows another one. And so we might not, in our own discovery, learn from nature in itself how, just like with Malcolm X, when Malcolm X came into existence, a lot of us at that time was like, yo, he's like a different angel. He got like different angles to his angel. And people was like, yo, I'm starting to feel him. And it was because you knew him before he was Malcolm X. You know, you knew him when he was Cincinnati Red. And when he was Cincinnati Red, he was in the streets. He was doing what the Bengals or the Bangladesh aspect of a striped cat would do, you know. And he got his stripes from the reality that he was in, the facing of what we think as a different angle, a different light, a different capture, what we call black and white. You know, some of us don't know nobility versus non-nobility. And as we grow up, we realize morality. Like, you got to have different morals or you'll get demoralized to a lot of people. And this will end up happening to his reputation, you know what I'm saying, going in houses and actually getting Tamahu little girls that found out, because he was like, to me, He was like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to me. He was like the one that was able to walk in there and still be around the blonde hair, blue eyes, and get some information either passed on or whatever he needed done, right? And so, to me, he's like the one that was able to, you know, sit there with these people, but then find out what, you know, what is it that we're learning and what is it that we probably don't know about our even our own self. And being that you can, let's say you're an angel or you can be an angel, you have a certain type of charisma you can now be responsible for. Like, you can lead people, you know what I mean? And because that was one of the aspects he was able to learn so fast and so quick, because, of course, you look at his father. His father was one also in that same, he could lead a lot of good people. However, because of what happened to him, I look at he could be a slash Will Smith, not the actual Will Smith, but the Bel-Air, the Prince, and slash Batman at the same time. Because, you know, Bruce Wayne, he has some problems to his mother and father to where he loved his mother and his father. However, society didn't do it the same way. So there was things that caused him to go through some issues, you know what I'm saying, to where he started rebelling. And just like Batman or Bruce Wayne, he started to rebel as this Batman concept. And the ironic thing is he was like Batman being the Gothic. He was the god of the Gothic. He was god of that realm, you know what I'm saying? And that was like the highest realm, just like for, in my time frame, looking back at it, and I'm seeing who the people was really popular at that time, and I ain't really know them. It was Martin Luther King. It was Malcolm X. However, who was greater, I could say it was Malcolm X. You know, that's like saying Tupac and Biggie, who was greater. In my mind, it would be Tupac. However, it was because of the footwork that he was doing compared to what Biggie was doing. Biggie wasn't popular into the movies and things like that. He was getting there, but he wasn't already there like how Tupac already was there. So now, as I look back at it and be like, okay, well,
both
how
Gemini.
Was this a setup piece? Right, in a Gemini. So this is that Dionysus. This is that being on the stage. This is that other connection to how that worked in charisma, the angles, the angels. Like, your angel can be an archangel. You know what I'm saying? The archangel having a different arc to his ways of the approach. Now, I done seen it. In the movie, it was like a person that wanted to kill somebody, but they wanted to kill him so bad that they became a bad, good guy. And that's what, like, the angle can change for people.
Perspectives? Could angles be perspectives? That's what I'm getting. All right. You turn the call, man, drop. We can't hear you anymore. Let me see. His call probably dropped, y'all. Y'all know how it is when we get to teaching. And the calls drop, but what I am hearing is a perspective. That's what I'm hearing, perspective. So the how you see things and is the different angle. So what I'm picking up is Eternal, yeah, you're still here. We can't hear you. I don't know if you muted or what, but I can't hear you. Joanne, let me know in the group if you can hear me. Maybe it's me. But Joanne, let me know if you can hear me in the background. I'll do a sound check, guys. But symbology, you know, symbols. And when it comes to divine synchronicity and symbols, you know, the universal language of symbols, guys. You know, you ever heard a saying that says, you know, everything is in plain, hidden in plain sight? What I'm going to do is I'm going to drop Eternal's call, and then Eternal call back. Okay, you hear me. Okay, I ended up having to drop his call because so he'll know to call back because we can't hear him. But synchronicity, you know, they say that everything is hidden in plain sight. Guys, when we learn to start to understand or understand, rather, the science, and behind the symbols, hold on, let me tell him to call back in our chat. So, yeah, guys, the book, I'll put it in the Facebook group. It's called A Dictionary of Symbols. Please be sure that you guys are in our Facebook group for we put the books and also Grasping the Root of Divine Power. I also put that in the I also put that in the Facebook group, too. So, yeah, guys, this is good. Let me go ahead and so I can make sure everything is cool. We have issues. Let me go ahead and play a song. Let's see. Since he was talking about Tupac, let's go ahead and find some Pac. Pac to play. Pac played a great role, you know, in what he did. And I love him. I love the role that Pac played. So, here we go.
Only God can judge us.
That right? Only God, man.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Ready?
Perhaps I was drawn to the back. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own homies. The bus dirty back, will I succeed? Paranoid from the weed, and hope it's gonna try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's gone, tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped, sit hurt, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the earth. And they say it's the white man not to fear, but it's my own time doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them with the God. Oh my Lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed, and everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Can make it, got a body full of bullet holes, laying here, neck is still up. Can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, hanging in my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but through the Lord's care. Trying to remember, but it hurts. Some walking through the cemetery, talking to the nurse. Die like a man, then live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven in the towers. Black power is what we scream as we dream in the paranoid state. And I pray it's a lifetime I hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace, cause the streets got our way. Hey, we gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male strap. And they wonder why we suicidal running round strap. Mr. Police, please try to feed it. It's a million motherfuckers stressing up like me. Only God can judge me.
That which does not kill me can only make me stronger.
For real.
I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life. Let me live, man. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving on the real. But instance, say a player hating Mark's out to kill you. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get them to start praying. Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of laws or judges. When we get the rubber, you win the cross. That's real. Bodies, mercies, crept the fuck up on these. Sold a half a million tips, now everybody wanna match. They talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you could say the fuck I wish you would. Be the same motherfuckers in your face. That'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase. Grass, glass, big swing and left the couch. My new shit is so pretty, I already sold the Kia out. Bitch, remember Tupac and 4K? Them same two brothers got the rulers representing the bank. You was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the truck, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Can't you figure you know me cause I'm a thug? That love to hit the night club, twist and bug. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm bout to blow some ball, playing sick with pro tech. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
know, I just heard a, I just got an epiphany, you know, only God can judge me, but who is God, right? Only you can judge you. I don't know. That's, have you look at that. But all right, Eternal, you are, hold on, let me make sure I unmuted you. Okay, there we go. All right, Eternal, you're back. You were talking about Tupac and Biggie. The last thing I heard you kind of comparing Tupac and Biggie. Biggie was the, Tupac was the one who was kind of the mogul. He had more going on for himself. Biggie, he was getting there, but he pretty much had his own style and how he went about, you know, each, both of them left their mark in such a unique way. So that's kind of where we, you kind of went out at.
Yeah, absolutely. Not to take anything away from them as the artists, you know, because the first thing you have to do is you got to respect the artists for what they have to offer is the honor versus the offer. Now, of course, what we honor is different from what we offer, right? So what I mean by that is someone will write a definition down, and only you can define it. That's like what you were just saying, but only God can judge me. You know, mm-hmm. You're a part of this. What can be you or what don't have to be you. However, certain people say, well, that's how I know them from, you know, and that's all they're going to know you from. So it doesn't matter how much you put the truth of who you are. As they said, they're going to look at you as that. You know what I mean? So just yep. Like, let's say the bull. The bull is a big angle. Because, see, if you didn't see, what they say, if you didn't see the stuff before the bull, you see the what comes after the bull. And so that's the BS, right? And man is known to be in a constructive mind criticism on himself because there's certain things that was put into our way of conscience. Like, if we knew conscience as we know it, then is the conscious now having an epiphany to the newer things, which is really an older thing. It's just new to the conscience. You got what I'm saying so far?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay, so whenever there's problems, we look at the solution should either we'll look at the solution not there. However, the solution is developing.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Even though it's mm-hmm. already there. So that's the concept behind, you know, like causal. You say there's a cause thing and effect to it, right? But causal is the whole purpose behind it, regardless of if it was a cause, regardless of if it was an effect. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to Malcolm X. Malcolm X, he was really, he's a, what is it, April, May, June, May. He's also a Gemini, ain't he?
Who is that?
April, May. Yeah, he was right on the cusp from April to May, Taurus to Gemini. So he was so close to being a Gemini. He's May 19th. So he the new change of what a Gemini's angle or angel would be. See, when you change the angle up, you change the square. The square is a tripod now. You know what I mean? It's the angle on a square, so you see a tripod. This is why, for people who think logically, it'll mess their mind up all the time. Because they'll be like, yo, he went this way, then he went totally off the, no. All this has everything to do with everything. Because if I was to pinch you, right, and you'd be like, well, what does this got to do with me? This is why. Because everything is you. So if I pinch you, I'm still pinching me. It's just going to take a minute to get this to register. It's going to take a minute because the conscious not fully saying I'm aware of the whole conscience. I'm just only aware of the partial conscience. So I'm only aware of my only good side of myself, my only good judgment, my only good myself. Yet you're in a shell of everything. So now, just like with Malcolm X, he sees that, you know, he's on a good angle. He's with, you know, the NOI and speaking, you know, NOI things. He's, you know, he's finally changed the angle that he was at. He was in, you know, just like a Tupac level. He was in jail, you know, finally get out. You know, as he gets out, he wants to speak adamantly, you know, because he had more of a, just like what I was saying about Biggie. Biggie was more like the Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He knew people. He just wasn't like Tupac. You know what I mean? So with that being the case, let's look at that. Martin Luther King came out of the communism, Soviet way of thinking. So he came, and then he got militant church mentality put on him. So now he's the angel in certain people's eyes, even though he has an angle to show from where he's coming from. And a lot of people started to see it, and then they started to demoralize this being. Now, of course, they said the way to get rid of a man is to first change his manhood. Now, I'm not even discrediting him for his life or how his children came into existence, his woman connection.
If I may speak on that one from personal experience, it may slow him down, but it won't stop him. You know?
Right. And so his personal aggression starts to become more of the reason to speak his mind. And because it became not a part of the program, it became a non-matriotic program that created a matrix. The matrix that they thought was like the Morpheus. Now, if you look at the older Morpheus, I mean the new Morpheus now, there's a new Morpheus. But this new Morpheus is the old Morpheus. And he was explaining to society, if you really watch the movie, that Morpheus, Resurrection Joint, he's showing him, saying that I used to be an agent until someone came around and boop, took me in. So he was saying I was a part of the system, even though I thought I was doing the right thing. So like Martin Luther King, he was felt the same way. Malcolm X felt the same way. And then all of a sudden the rebuttal comes out. Then you're like, oh. Who's this brother?
What?
Now his angle changed. And because his angle changed, just like power. When you have power and you change that power to a different type of power, will it change the position? Or is it because of the position that changed, also the power changed? And because of that, will it be now how a person now sees, you know, this person for who they are, who they thought they were, who they always been, you know? And this is where I go back to Batman. Batman came out a long time ago. We've seen him as like the police officer in our neighborhood. So we looked at him as the boy in the blue. And then he actually was blue. And so he's like a trumpet to us. He's like a man with the horns on his head. And then he got horns on his head. He's the type of person that he can even stop the highest being for doing bad. Now, of course, if he's doing good, he's going to be cool with him. So it's like a man's best friend. But yet at the same time, he's like a god because he's in Gothic. He's in the Gothic area. He's in the Gothic. So you think of him, he could be like a Christian. You know what I'm saying? But he got a Batman insignia on his chest instead of the cross. But yet it's about some kind of crossing way, some crossroad concept. And it's a bird. And this bird can fly and everything, even though this bird is not a bird in the daytime. It's a bird in the night. So it's a bat. Yet it's still connected to my eye and my at. So it's still an angle and an angel. And it's still dealing with a feather, and it's still dealing with how the heart has to be weighed light as a feather, or it's heavy. It's sorrow and misery and, you know, are you killing people? So now Batman can be the executioner coming around grabbing people up for doing the wrong thing. And poo, taking them from the underworld, and now judgment call. He used to wear blue. Now he wears black. So the energy, the angle, the angel is now a black angel. He was a white angel, now he went black. So now there's white and the black nobility versus just black. So who did Martin Luther King talk about? Who did Malcolm X talk about? That was on the same wavelength. They talk about black and white. However, One of them started to change, they got rid of him. One completely changed, they got rid of him. Now, the real reason, though, is because they was both of them still seeing something, no matter which side of the mountain they went up, just like Malcolm X, just like Tupac and Biggie. No matter which side of the mountain they went, they still going to this peak. Everybody got to reach this peak zone. So now when they're in the highest peak, it's just like you getting in an Uber. If you're getting an Uber right now, you don't want it at its highest peak now, do you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to go in a low zone where it ain't that much. So just like with angles or angels, there's angels and angles about ourselves. And so how do we connect ourselves? How we maybe got disconnected by ourselves, and it's created by the symbols. Now, there's different type of symbols by the word sigils, sigils. Let me get you a word. Hold on for 1 second.
How you feeling? How's everything? Good?
Sigils?
I'm coming to you right now.
We need to do something about sigils.
You're from, you came out of it? You just, thanks.
Okay, so yeah,
right,
sigils.
Guys, so.
Go ahead.
It's S-I-D.
Oh, let me get it. It's S, sigils,
sigils,
not too far from
hold on, I'll find it, Eternal, the correct spelling for it, sigils, S-I-G-I-L-S, right?
Okay. You say it one more time.
I'm putting it in my group chat. All right, so it's S-I-G-I-L-S.
S-I-G-I-L-S.
Sigils?
Right, sigils.
Okay.
Now, that's a difference in with symbols become, but that's what they are, sigils. And so the sigils are like the in-between, the angles. So if you look at a picture, basically, you're finding out the picture has more than one meaning. When they say that, they really do mean is more than one picture being said to you. So now it's the point of saying, I got to look at this deeper than how I'm looking at it. Like, a spider really isn't a spider. It could be talking about a totem. So, just like, let's say you're looking at signs.
Mm-hmm.
Signs aren't really signs, are they? They're symbols.
Mm.
But now every symbol might be something different about What we as a people might not know or discover is the seals. Everybody has some kind of, like, let's say you came from medieval time. So your symbol is different from somebody else's symbol, right? So, have you ever thought of yourself being one dimension, two dimension, or three dimensional? Or more than that?
I've once thought myself to be three-dimensional, and that's because I was taught. But now I don't adopt any of that, but three-dimensional, to answer your question.
Okay, all right. See, now that's what I'm talking about. Because, see, in order for you to have a shadow, right, as the sun is the light of the spirit, so shadow is the negative, double of the body. You hear what I said? As the sun is the light of the spirit, so shadow is the negative, double of the body, or the image of its evil and base side.
Mm.
That comes around the corner. Among primitive people, the notion that the shadow is the alter ego or soul is firmly established. It is also reflected in the folklore and literature of some advanced cultures, as Fraser has noted. This is one of the writers. Primitive often regards his shadow or his reflection in water or in a mirror. See, this is how you get messages in a mirror, right? As his soul or a vital part of himself is a shadow, which is the term given by, there's another writer, Chung. I know you probably read some of his stuff, but he's been writing most of the I Ching connection to that, to the primitive and instinctive side of the individual. So now, if you have a shape or a form, this is certain branches of science, such as your psychological form, your isomorphism form, and your morphology has arrived in inclusion with coincide with its traditional symbolism. So in other words, you might have a way you think you are, you might see how you think you are, and now you know how you are. You got like three phases. Like you just said, you're three-dimensional. So you're able to see three-dimensional being in a fourth-dimensional plane, right? That's only showing you duality, one and two.
Right.
You
I'm with
catch
you.
That. All right.
Yeah,
so the most comprehensive and valid definition of the significance of a form is which appears to be legendary tabula Samara Gardena. What is above is like what is below, which Goethe be confirmed and bettered by adding, what is within the idea is also without form. Has been declared to the terms of shapes, your structures, your organizations pertaining not only to the language of biology that it forms, it is also your psychology, that is the thought or the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Isomorphism. Okay. Profounding a theory of which revives the ancient tradition of parallelism, and it refuses to draw a dividing line between spirit and time.
Pardon me, guys, he's also working in the background. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, this has been a great – go ahead.
Okay. Say again.
Now I'll just tell the audience the part because you're also working in the background when you do the show. So I was just telling them the
good
part.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So that isomorphism. So you're talking about like isolated, you know, because that's why you're created as the triangle, your mother, your father, and you. That's like with the isotopes. This is what we talk about with the peak, with the mountain, with the mound, with the pyramid, with the temple. That's you. Everything's talking about you right now, but it's based on a dual. So this is why we're listening to this. Propounding a theory of form which revives the ancient tradition of parallelism. There's the two. Or magic analogy. So now it's not as magical as it could be. It could be like just I'm giving you a false an illusion, and now you see the appearance of it being real. All right. So refusing to draw a dividing line between spirit and time. This observation is rounded off with the observations that shapes correspond in our perception and thought to comparable forms in the nervous process. Hence, what is circular is equivalent both to the circle and to the cyclic. The square is identical with things quaternary and also with the number four. So when you say form, see how my language changes? When I say for and form, so when I'm saying form, like informal or formation, I'm actually using a 50, like how you do 25 is the 50. You're doing a 50 block concept in your brain. You're doing a four corner concept in the brain. So imagination, right, happens to be this biggest power that you're resourcing all the time, every day. And because of that,
yep,
saying these letters, which are angles, that can have angels hidden inside the jewels of your words. that when you say, before you go and do that, you're actually bringing out four angels to your rescue or not to your rescue. So as you're saying words, they are formulating. So that form takes its place in the intermediary between spirit and matter. In the broadest sense, then, we must conclude that preferences for regular shapes indicates regulated or well-ordered sentiments. Now, you remember, like I'm saying, remember. When I'm saying remember, I'm putting you in a circle. So when I'm saying okay. these things, these are shapes with it, along with what I'm saying. That's why it can be magical. We wouldn't know what shape somebody's being into or being put into or already into. All right. So whereas irregular forms suggest unregulated sentiments. So the oval, like our head is, oval. Shapes are related to things biomorphic, cues with the artificial and the constructional. Simple shapes with what is straightforward. And complex shapes with what is complicated. So the same applies to rhythms, structures, and compositions. There are other general principles too, such as what equates symmetry with equilibrium and with the static, asymmetric with dynamism, or absolute regularity, and likewise, absolute irregularity with chaos in order as they are both expressions of the undifferentiated. The differentiations is brought about by ritual, that is by the organizations of regularized irregularity. Say that fast three times. God dang it, this is hard. Examples of morphological analysis may be taken over and applied to the symbolic. To take one example in the phenomenon of growth, the circular or iridating form signifies in symbolic terms the regular form of diffusion, the existence of a century as the origin, and a uniform pattern of resistance. So symbolically, to take an example, the phenomenon can get a growth, right? And then in that, there's this circulation that's going on. Now, what is being signified is either it's symbolic as it's regular, or is being diffused through centuries. Now, when the uniform becomes a pattern, you're going to find out some resistance. Now, what type of resistance? Well, these laws are equally true. So it's just like, you know, what I was saying about Batman. Batman, he didn't know nothing. He found out that his parents, you know, got, you know, taken away from him. He had to become this not adopted being. He had to become an adept. All right, so forms which within a group system or group, given a system or group, within a given system or group. So just like how we got Martin Luther King, who decided to, you know, do a church connection and form the people, to even how Malcolm X got with NOI to, you know, help out the FOI. Okay, so or a group. Are different one from the other, may be ordered in a series or in a scale or within order of analogous and the correspondent. So the trapezium, that's what I was speaking about, the rectangle, the square, the circle represents a series with progresses from irregularity to regularity. A series which could equally well apply to moral evolution. So if I can see that I can put the circle and the square and the trapezoid in a point where I might have a little extra, I might still see that it's pliable. But if I say this trapezoid don't fit with this circle and in the square, then there is no point of coming out of the what we call this evolution, you know, because it has to have moral values in order for you to see it, right? So it can't be always, this person is always doing good. This person is always doing bad. What if this bad person do something good? Do something good. Is it going to be this person that's always bad now? So it has to be a series of these things that you got to see the pattern change, all right? So the square as the minimum composition number symbolizing a situation represents the pluralist or interstate of the man who is not yet at one with himself, as like we say Batman or any of our leaders. They start to learn themselves and say, okay, I ain't there yet. And yet the square is the superior to the trapezium, just as the trapezium is superior to the trapezoid. The octagon is the intervening figure or the intermediary between the square and the circle. It is unnecessary to emphasize that the meaning of a symbol varies from plane to plane, notably on the psychological and cosmic plane. So an example for a psychological point of view, the triangle is in its natural position with the apex uppermost when placed between the square and the circle is expressive of communication. Now, if you think about how the bull, its symbol is the triangle, right? Now, if you draw the symbol of the triangle and you wanted to make it look like the bull, the apex will be at the bottom while the two base parts to the triangle be at the top. But now if you finish the picture, you will see it as a bull. So this is why the symbol of an angle or an angel changes when you see it differently moved. And so now, can it be still a part of what it was? It can. It just now depends on your relativity. So as far as communication, will it still be the same? All right? So, all right, so when place between the square and the circle expresses of communication. But objectively speaking, symbols, figures symbolize the relationship represented by the triangle between earth, the square, and the heaven, the circle, the wheel, or the rose window. This explains why these are the essential symbols so many Gothics and facades and Cistercians use as a facade. And another law to be taken into account is these forms explain objects and object forms. That is to say the symbolic meaning of a being or figure is usually confirmed and emphasized by the significance of its shape. The converse, which by saying all of that, is like saying you can have an oversoul. You can have a giant. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I was explaining about the dwarf. And let's just say human, and then giant. These are our three phases. This is you as a baby, right? You needed some help. Mm-hmm. You was a baby. Then you got up on your own 2 feet. And now you don't need the help of what you do with your own 2 feet. However, you are now more in tune with the universe or the omniverse. And they're connected to you so much that your enlightenment also shows benefit. And that's where the significance of its shape, the converse, also become being true. So as the Gothic spires are related to the pyramid, therefore the pyramid is related to Gothic spires. In India, geometric forms have the following cosmic implications. The sphere is associated with the ether or heavens. The crescent was air, the pyramid, fire, the cubes, earth. Now, when I said crescent, that should have you go back to that ankh and the anchor that I was speaking on with the cross. All right. The analysis of the symbolic of geometric shapes has been carried to excess by some writers, among them as well. Stars, for example, proposes the following correspondence. Remember I said the star that was on the Anchor. The Sphere, Intellectual Life, Pure Thought, and Abstraction. The Cone, a synthesis of all other shapes and a symbolic for psychic wholeness. So whenever you see the circle, you're getting into psychic wholeness. So you're seeing a triangle, a square, and a circle all the time. They might be changed differently, where the square is a cube, or the triangle is a cone, but it's still in a triangle form. And then a circle, being, like I just said, a cone, could be cylinder. So it don't have to be actually a cone. It could be a sphere. This is how, because you're out, the way society taught us is to be flat form. Flat form and flat form. So now when you pick up a quarter, you're actually still picking up a platform. It's just not a flat form. It actually has a form to it, and it's connected by a F-O-U-R form. So it's material with the four of the angles of angels in it. So in other words, you got to have fire, earth, air, and rain, and then the M being material in order for it to even be formed. So your imagination is being involved. Part of it now. All right, so for a psychic whole, okay, a synthesis of all other shapes and a symbolic for psychic wholeness. The cylinder shapes have a more spiritual character that shapes with Vogue, but the latter are linked more closely with the macrocosmos. Not micro, it says macrocosmos. So in other words, you have a natural law, a human law, and you have basically what we call it, the deity law, the God law, the macrocosmic law. So these are above you, right, you, and what's going on the ground with you. Those are your three laws. It is unnecessary to emphasize that in the symbolic of shape, even when three-dimensional, the diagrammatic cross section or ground plan is of the essence. Thus, to take the cathedral as an example, the figure of the cross that is of the ground plan, that's like X marks the spot, treasure chest, X, there you are, you know what I mean? Take procedures over the temple, mountain, symbolism, deriving from the irregularity ascending pyramid shape without neutralizing its effect. Okay, another factor of importance is number symbolism. For example, two towers over and above the inherent symbolism of towers of prisms and cylinders, embracing a meaning with springs from their duality. For this reason, most religious edifies shun the number two, since it implies conflict, a good and a bad, a up and a down, a masculine and a feminine. And so in turn, the number three, implying resolution. That's why they don't show you Trinity all the time. Yet they show you Trinity all the time. Be Tupac over there talking about certain things. But notice the name is two in the word pac or patch. So that's why it was a conflict. You're having the conflict in front of you. However, he was still getting out the image of a trinity, and where the two bell towers now, bell like ball, two bell towers of the facade are completed by Simbiro above the transcript of the circle and the square stands for limitlessness. And limitation, respectively. Now, why the circle and why the square? Because I could use the spade and call it a triangle. And when I use that spade, I can still call it two-ball cane. I can still give you the angles and the angels. It's just up to you seeing what these angles and angels are. They're the snakes. They're the geometric shapes. You know, this is the whole reason why we learn about the planets and why we have a language. You know what I mean? Your language is really based on how to speak to each one. So now your highest point of speaking is also in there. And so your sigils is also a point of how do you give it to a point where not only you're saying it, is being seen as you're saying. Your imagination is really strong. It's only up to you to see it as your imagination unfolds in front of itself. That's why it's important to learn about the hermaphrodite aspect. Now, we got India, Hindu, when they basically showed us the different constellations and where they come from, and how the bloodline got mixed up, so did what we did and how we feel about one of another also get mixed up to a point where this is why the cross became two poles, two masculine energies being put on one another. Even though one's masculine and one is feminine, it explains where we come from. Now, that was what I was explaining a long time ago about how we look at it as principles. It's not gender yet. We didn't deal with gender yet. And now, because gender being an issue, a lot of us is looking at, well, what came first, man or woman, and how do we think? Well, what is your thought? Because if you don't know about thought, thought is also ta'at, and ta'at is what were you taught. So now, what are you of ta'at, known as thought? Because some of us ate meat, some of us didn't eat meat. Some of us ate humans, some of us didn't eat humans. So there's a point of your consumption as the angle to where your angel was giving you, right, dominion into your realm that you're in. Now, if you know how to capitalize on it, you'll be like what we call the Brahma. If you don't, you're going to find out by Shiva. And if you're getting better at it and you still need some help, you know, guidance and everything, that's where Krishna comes in. So you got Brahma, which we know it as B Rama. But when you take B out, you got Rama or Ramas, Ramas or Rams. The Ramas or Ramas, that's still Hindu. It's still the connection of a masculine and a feminine principle before we even talk about gender. So that's why a lot of us are still confused and say, well, damn, well, yeah, if I got a balls and I got, you know, a yoni, can I love myself? And look, none of us said you cannot love yourself. None of us said that. It's when people start to see how it's confusing on how you love yourself, people start to get confused by how they love themselves. And that's why these angles or angels got put on everybody. Everybody got some kind of angle or angel of themselves. And now is your integrity. How much do you have a cross on one side of yourself, a cross on the other side of yourself, and a cross in the middle of yourself, and you don't see the black and the white between the gray? You are gray matter. And because you're gray matter, it matters most. Yet at the same time, you could destroy a whole bunch of stuff if you don't know it. So now, butterfly effect. What do you change? What doesn't change? And what do you don't mind changing? Because guess what? Consciousness is waking up. So you going to don't mind changing or you going to mind changing? And whatever you don't mind changing. Go ahead.
I promise I'm not rude. I promise I don't be rude when I say some people just have to recycle back. As if they recycle back. Because, you know, it's just not conducive, you know, I mean, and this isn't just me talking, this isn't just us talking, it's the way of enlightenment, y'all. It's like, you know, we either shit or we get off the pot. That's it.
Yeah, so. I mean, for real, if you go back, let's just take a superhero, like I'm going back to Batman. Batman ain't happy. Look at him. He not happy. He got to take care of a world that seems like it's dark. He could be happy, but he ain't even happy with being in charge of this world. So if you a hero, are you going to be a superhero? Going to be a supervillain? If you the in-between, at least be aware of it so that you won't have to be mad when you like really mad, not knowing where it's coming from. Your power can be your weakness is basically what I'm going to. Your weakness also can be your power. As your strength. I mean, your strength can also be your weakness. So now, if you notice that you have things that's imperfected in you, like you're a water person. I mean, you're a person that is on the ground. You're an earth person. yet at the same time you want to fly like a bird person, you know. Yet what do you do to get into that field? Are you going to say, man, I hate birds? I don't think that's going to help you. You know what I'm saying? If anything, look for your inspiration. I know someone said to me the other day, it was like, when people are jealous of you, they basically are saying, it's kind of like a compliment, where they basically envy what you have, and they want that. Now, my only problem with that is, if I gave it to you, you still wouldn't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that don't serve a purpose of me giving you what I have. Now, because you see it, it's the illusion that makes you feel, you know, inviting by it. And that's why we have to really be in tune with, you know, what sparks you? How do you spark yourself and keep that spark going? Because your angles and your angels are going to make a difference to you and who you are. And once you know it, it's going to better you, you know. You get up every seven of the angles, and now what seven of the angels do you speak on? Is it the good, is it the bad, is it the in-between? And knowing that they could do both, are you really mindful of how you're speaking to them? Because you might be doing some blatant stuff. You know, when you get to 20, you're in a duality. But when you get to 30, you're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm seeing some difference from my dual, and now I'm seeing reality because I might have been caught in the real. Okay? I might be caught in the real. I need to change my real.
I was just telling a friend of mine just turned 30 a few days ago, and I remember when I hit 30, you know, one of the elders, one of my aunts, she came to me. And because I was just didn't know what to do, where to go. I just didn't know which way, you know, like, what do I do now, you know? And I was just telling a friend of mine, you know, when you hit 30, that's like the pinnacle of foundations is like what I like to call it. And your 30s is where you pretty much kind of sit yourself down and you kind of really get down deep with where am I trying to go? Where do I want to go with my life? You know, so again, for the 30s, I call the 30s the era, the pinnacle of foundation. So to anybody that's listening, you know, who don't know, you know, a lot of kids, we don't transfer that to our youth, you know, about, you know, we just expect our youth to, you know, figure it out. You know what I mean? And no, guys, sometimes we don't know and we don't know how to ask God that we don't know. You know what I'm saying? So to anybody, to any youth, to anybody, you know, I'm 38, you know, and who, and guess what? My aunt came to me, Barbara Choice, I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know she's with me, but my aunt, Barbara Choice, my cousin slash aunt, she came to me and she was like, you know, Keith, this is an age where you just sit yourself down and you just pretty much figure out your foundations. And I am happy to report that I did just what my aunt told me. And right now I'm laying in my bed a foundation that I built from the ground up, you know what I'm saying, one that no one can take from me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how I made all this about me, but I'm
no, that's perfect.
To say,
see, that's your angle. That's your angle.
You know, this is my angle, and this is my angle and my approach, you know what I'm saying, to let, you know, to transfer to anybody who may not know, you know, the 30s should be, because you can create it as anything as you want, but, you know, but as you start to dwindle, not dwindle down, actually dwindle up, because I say that we don't grow old, we grow wise. So as you start to dwindle up, right, in age, right, in wisdom, okay, we don't grow old, we grow wise. As you start to dwindle up in wisdom, you start to, you know, build the pinnacle of your foundations, and from that, just, you know, imagination is endless, you guys. So I love y'all. This has been a great podcast. Eternal, if you don't, I mean, I think that we pretty much have laid everything out as far as angles. And did you speak more on angels? I don't think you really honed in on angels a lot.
Yeah.
Well, what are
Raphael,
angels?
Michelangelo. We have names. Uriel. If you look it up, you'll find out each day. Day is a nationality as well, but when you look up each sunrise, sunset, there is a point of where the angels and angels actually have basically energy for every, Everybody has an ability towards their angels. It's just under their wing do they know about it. So that's why I was saying as far as nocturnal and what we call diurnal and urinal. You have a urinal way of looking at and approaching of things. So as the sun rise, also the sun set. And there's your angels, your angels who help you in a benefit. Now, of course, there is physical and then there's spiritual and then there's mental, right? So as the mental is how you're looking about it. Then there's physical, how the actual name is in things, right? And then there's the spiritual, where your mother, she didn't even know it. She put the, that's why we get the story of the Jesus piece, where you'd be like, how did Jesus come into existence? And they say, oh, it was Gabriel. But then they say, ain't he an angel? Well, shoot, what that? Your mama do it with an angel? So you actually have a spiritual, this is why the Gemini is like something that most people don't want to get in tune with as much. Yeah, that's the first Mercury contact to the Earth from an air point of view in the elements, that where why Gemini, that's why it's easier to be able to be used. It's the circle that's been broken. And so now the air, as far as where it travels on the most, will be off of the Gemini's energy. And because of that, it's able to bring in the Gabriel connection. Gabriel starts with the first letter G, right, which is the seven base. When you use G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you count down, it's seven. So now four plus the three of the four, three base, four base on a carbon thing. You could put the three, you know, the triple black carbon. So now as the Gemini is your first etheric wake-up call to learning how the fire, earth, air, and the rain, as what we call angels or angels, now spiritualized. Because when you go to Miss Myra Moss, she basically shows you a lot of what I'm speaking on, how the spirit is the father. That's why a lot of people speak on father first. However, that's your spirit. We can go soul, because the soul is mother. So now when we say, how do you deal with time? Well, you got to have grace, and that's the mother. So mother grace in the father time. The time was created. If you look at the construction of time, time is based on when the sun rise and the sun set. And then after that is the darker time, even though it's not saying it's day and night. We decided to call it that. And since we decided to call it that, we also decided to come up with jobs, descriptions, and things of that for positions and power. So now that we did that, we also have colonies that do certain, like your body, a colon. It's a colon does certain functions to your body. So just like colonies to the world, this is how we also are part of that, being dysfunctional or functional. So let's say you're in Florida. The sun don't hit you probably till like 9 o'clock. And then the sun don't hit California till, let's say, the next day. When it travels like that, we're in different time zones. So with that being in different time zones, when your mother, she decided to call you Nathaniel, well, you got an E-L on it, which makes you an angel. And then even the word La, L-A. So we have, let's say, Urilla got L-A on it. Usually you don't usually see the L-A without the E. So, but if different ways that could still put it there to where you wouldn't notice that you are an angel in the spiritual. You just didn't know it. And so it could be your middle name, your last name, your first name. There, why it's not about the name. It's about the meaning in the name. And so it's about the letters that give you the meaning in the name that gives you the physical reality of what you're going through right now in today's time. And because of that, the first thing in Matrix, when Neo finally ran into the Oracle, she was like, you're not the one. He was like, well, why not? And she was like, you know, just excuse, sorry, apologize. And he was like, for what? She said, I forgive you. And then he dropped the thing, and it ended up being the sign that was above him. that he walked through, and because of his unawareness of the room, it had to be recognized, right? So then when it hit the ground, he picked it up and found out the word was know thyself. And because we have to walk past ourselves sometimes to actually see ourselves, that you need a different angle. And so the angel will appear, right, only to be a spiritual body, not a physical body. So your name might happen to have it in there. It's just every now and then you had this what we call a glitch. Now, it could sound like a bad thing, but it's also a good thing. And then there's times or there's moments where you get in trouble and your angel pops up, or you get in trouble and it gets worse and your angel, the archangel, pops up. So you got different levels to your angel. Because, see, remember, angel is also angela. So you have an angle, right, which is the masculine part to it, and angela, which is the angles, but it's through the outside barrier. So you have an inside and you have an outside. That's why that as above, so below. That was given to us, but that was Masonic. Now that's what we call third grade stuff. We need to come on out of that because we got a, as above, so below. Now within was without.
I love it. I'm sorry.
as nothing to something.
Mm-hmm.
As nothing to something. We create from nothing something. Our first lesson was as above, so below, but we can come on out of it. We got some more stages we can go. We are growth. We're not just to grow. We're a constant thing. So we are growth. That's the only time a TH should be put there. Other than that, it makes a placement towards stuff like fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. You don't want to keep putting the TH up there unless it's connected to toss, you know, to art. How do you taught yourself? How do you teach yourself? So you're going to put a future self inside of you so you can talk to yourself. You're going to send images to yourself on a collective year. That's why angels appear to you when it's time, and angles also, because maybe you don't know yourself yet, and I got to get you to get this guy. I got to prime you up. You've been dull for so long. I got to sharpen your skills up. I might have to be a baby form so you can see what's going on. I might have to come in a bum stage to where you look at me like a leg bump. You be like, man, I don't need to give you no of my money. But then at the same time, I'm the one that knows how to fix your car. Well, you could have gave me that little $2. Now you got to give me $200. But that's your issue. That's your issue. You didn't know how to replenish the issue. So when we call this the reimbursement towards that instead of replenishing it, you have to start getting into honoring versus just offering. That's how the angels became angels. We got into offering stuff. You don't need to offer anything. Honor it. Once you honor it, the offering is done with. That is above, so below. You ain't got to throw it up there so it can wait for it to come back down. You've seen it small become a big form. So you know what it can do when it deforms. So you know about four. You know about the elements. They gave you solid, liquid, gas. They gave you fire, earth, air. Yeah, if you don't know rain, then it's no reflection to who you are. So you got to see your gods, right? If we are speaking about God, how are we not godly? That's all Batman was doing throughout the whole movie. He was speaking godly, bro. He was like, at one point, they told me, why are you hiding in the shadows? He said, I am the shadows. I was like, get the freak out. His brother actually created himself out of, see, now you think about it. If I had a triangle, right, the triangle have 3 points to it. One is going to be the top part, which I'm going to make that the apex. That's where Moses went up to, right, and came down, and there's the two horns at the bottom. So this is why the calf is right there. This is why they call it the grazing, like grazing. They braised the cow. In other words, they bronzed the cow. Now, if you know about it, Batman was bronzing people. He was putting tattoos on people when they were acting up. He put a tat on them. So they're going to wake up. Oh, you want to act in your angel form? I'm going to put an angle on you then. And now you're going to change in your angel form. Otherwise, God going to come and get you. So that God is you, though. So now you're being reminded of the tattoo. Now, you know what it is when you get a tattoo, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know because I've never had one, but.
Okay. Well, if you get three tattoos, you're gonna have to talk about the first tattoo. Why do you think that? Why do you think they say that?
Because, I mean, it's an experience.
Remember I was talking about jealous? What did I say about jealous? You remember?
I said judge or jealous. I'm sorry.
Jealous. The word jealous.
Oh, uh-uh, no.
That's that a person could be jealous of you. It is like it don't mean too much. It's just like that's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that you're just jealous. But the real reason is because you didn't honor. You're not honoring yourself. That's why you're jealous. So now you're dishonoring that person in front of you because you want what they got. Even though you having it don't mean that you're where they're at. You're just going to be where they was at. So your mother gave you stuff. Well, then that's how you are who you are. Not was who you was because your mother gave you stuff. You are now. You're present. You see what I'm saying? So the tattoo, when someone brings up the tattoo, they can't talk about the present one. They got to talk about the past one first. Why? Because that's honoring all the way up to their present. But this is something not everybody knows when they put tattoos on themselves. So this is why we got commercial consciousness. Yeah, conscious can be a hustle. However, we find out even in the hustle is a hustle. You can't hustle conscious. You only hustling yourself. Calling it conscious.
Yep.
Calling it spiritual. Yep. Call it whatever you want to call it. However, if it's not noble, you're going to find out. And that's why when Moses came down, the quote-unquote Moses, because he's really Muse, M-U-S-E, when he came down, or she, came down and looked, and it's like, oh, you burning a brain, you braising a calf. But there was people in there. They were cooking people in a golden calf. Now, my whole indication of golden reminds me of the solar energy. So we're talking about the higher self, lower self, mid-self. Mid-God, as God, mid-God. Here's Thor talking about authorized stuff and say, hey, what y'all doing with this horned cow over here or this horned bull cooking people in the stomach, in the belly of the beast? So now they take out the food, they have a feast. They feed everybody. Feast everybody. Feast your eyes on this. Feature your eyes on this festival. Now, feet represents mystical. Feet represents fish. But this Visica Pisces, this Taurus field to horoscope, we put horror on scoping, and now we made it scopic. That's how it became Coptic. So we've been eating human, and then it said, well, you cooked it through a brazen bull. So why don't you just eat the bull? Okay, let's eat the bull then. Let's, matter of fact, have some wild men run through the field, right, in our town, come out of the field and into our town, and we'll have everybody scared of it. And we'll do this every year, right, and beat up this little wild animal or being. They do it every year. That's magic.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming from out the top of the mountain, coming down to the base, the two base. When you make a pyramid, you have two bottom at the base. That's the treble in the base. I'm going to say it like that, treble in the base. And you got the cliff at the top. So, a white cliff at the top. So anyway, you got the two sides, the bottom, the horns, one horn, two horns. That means two horny. One by, two bodies. That means bodies. So they made two bodies into one being, made it anthropomorphic, killed the being inside, didn't tell you about the being that's inside, have you eat it, right? And then said the outside being is more noble than the being in the inside. So now you eat human, right, and cannibalistic, but now the cow or the animal you treat better than the human. This is psychological damage right here. This is the isomorphic to now being in your mind biomorphic, biogenetic, biology, biceps, biography. This is the graphic thoughts that's being put in our mind. So you project these things on people's mind and then have them in a carn evil, a fest evil, a parade even, a raid even, in apparel. So that's why manipulation is its biggest threat when it comes down to imagination. Are you really being charmed? Are you being charmed for the better of your embetterment? Or are you being tricked as trick-or-treating, Halloweening, and putting a mask on your face? Our future children should not be wearing no more masks, period. Not for Halloween, not for none of these festive evils.
Let me share something, you guys, on jealousy, because, Eternal, I did miss your point when you made about jealousy, but I want to share my angle of how I learned about jealousy. When you were speaking on it the second time, I was like, you know, it's two ways that you can actually slice that. And there was a friend of mine that got married. You know, she had this big, immaculate wedding. You know, it was like, it was just a picture. It was just like a something out of a fairy tale. And that was my first time that I became aware of my jealousy. And I was just, and this was like one of my best friends at the time. And I was like in the mirror, and I'm like, why, Keith, why are you just, you know, why, if you're really honest with yourself, you know, you have to just look at yourself sometimes and be like, why am I jealous? You know, why am I jealous of my friend getting married? She's going off, she's being happy, she's going to get married. Like, why am I so jealous? And come to find out, this was the brink of my awakening, and I was not happy with myself within. You know, I yearned and wanted, you know, to be, you know, it was a kind of a, it was an outward picture of everything I wished that I was, but I knew deep down that I wasn't. So I had to pause, and I had to go within, and as Eternal just said, so without, so within, you know. So I knew that in order to get that accomplishment, I had to go within. So I had to do, this was about 2014, around 2014, and I had to do my internal work within in order to, you know, to pinpoint what that jealousy was about. So I said that to say, guys, we all have a hater. You know, we all have that hater lives inside of you first. There are no outside haters, okay? Anything that's a hater is going to be within you first. So if we start to examine, you know, from our angle, right, if we start to examine our inner hatred, our inner, you know, envy, our ever, you know, envy, anything of the, along those kind of lines, guys, I feel, okay, that it starts with us first, all right? So examine your jealousy from a different angle. All right, I had to add that piece for the record since you spoke on jealousy, but I'm done.
No,
guys.
That's good. That's good because you got inspire and you got aspire. You got inspire and aspire, right? When you look up the word jealous, it's a etymon to it. It's full of zeal. So it makes it like a point of like, damn, you like you're envious of me. You despise me. So, right, there's a certain type of tolerance you should be able to come to yourself in an agreement with of saying, well, I like what they have. That's the aspiring, because it's the outside thing, which when the person said, you know, because you can use jealousy for inspiration, I'm saying, well, you saying inspiration, that means you're going inside in order to express that. But your inside is wanting to see your spiritual side. So that's the whole reason why aspiration and inspiration works on both of those terms. Just like effect and effect, what you do to yourself can affect you. But it can also affect someone who's seeing that. So that's like making it now more of a as an in, so without. Now you can see it versus as above, so below.
All right. Eternal, let's go ahead and end there, guys. You know, this has been a great podcast. It turned out to be very, very great. I'm going to tell you, Eternal, when I first got introduced to spirituality, my you were here at the top of the show, but I was talking about Chief Yuya, and he did a lecture. Mind you, I'm a baby to everything. I did not know what the hell he was talking about. Angels and angles? What the hell? What do you mean? You know, but he was explaining it, and actually this topic, Eternal, actually is one of the topics that actually got me to stick with spirituality, because I was like, huh, that's interesting. It was this subject, you know? So I think that is beautiful for it to come back full circle. Something, a topic that I was intrigued about, you know, they got me deeper into the spirituality and the spiritual studies, is the same topic that fast forward about 5 years later, I'm able to have on a world platform. You know what I'm saying? And be the producer, you know, of the very topic, guys. So proud moment, guys, of gratitude that I had today and throughout all the show, and to you, Eternal, you know, to everybody who has come through Enhancing Awareness Radio and has made it great in whatever way, you know, thank you, guys. Gratitude to the energy. Yeah, powerful. I always tell people, just, you know, sometimes, I was telling a friend earlier today, sometimes I just cry, y'all, because I just cry because, you know, something that I've been going through in the background, and, you know, my ancestors, myself, you know, it's just like, you know, the pain leaves, and I'll close out with this, the pain will leave when it's done teaching you. But what does that mean, y'all? What does that mean? The pain will leave once it's done teaching y'all. But have y'all ever been in a situation or situations to where, you know, you just didn't understand or understand, why the fuck do I keep repeating this cycle? Why the fuck do this shit keep happening to me? Why the fuck, you know? And first off, could it be your angle? Could it be your angle in which, you know, you are perceiving this such-called, quote-unquote, bad situation? You know, we're not seeing a lot of times that these are learning tools. Maybe it is opportunities. Maybe these, quote, bad situations are actually opportunities for us to even, a lot of times we think it's bad shit that's happening to us, but what if you are in certain situations just so you can bless somebody else? What if you were in that bad situation just so you could, and I'm having an epiphany as I talk, y'all, just to pull somebody else out? You don't even understand that was your assignment, because it was a soul-level assignment, and it was bigger than you. You see, you may not remember that same person from a different lifetime, but that person incarnated, you know, and see, all of this shit is energy. All this shit is soul attraction, you know. And root talk, oh, Eternal, we are going to get into it. Eternal, let me tell you, a lot of people, they respect Enhancing Awareness Radio platform, but I'm here to let you guys know that I love and respect everybody. I love and respect, and let me say this for the record, I do, but Enhancing Awareness Radio will not be a platform that keeps people asleep, okay? We're not a part of no secret orders. We're not doing that, all right? So that's how Enhancing Awareness Radio is going to stick out. You know, we are free spirits here. You know, there's none of that, guys. You know, it's because here's the thing, guys. If we do not stop it, point, and all we doing is repeating cycles, you know, all we're going to be doing is getting the same results. So sometimes I ask myself, do we really want to change as a society? Do we really, for real? Mm-mm. We don't. Why? Because many of us, we have too much invested. We have too much invested, and I'm talking on a level of lifetime. I ain't talking about money, your house, your money, your car. I'm talking you have bloodline investments. A lot of people not ready. We have, look, let me tell you something. A lot of people not ready,
But I, you know, and I'm not. Look, guys, I promise you guys, I don't just speak from my aggression in which who I am. It comes from my bloodline. We all just aggressive like that. I'm not trying to be a big bad wolf here or none of that shit. You know, I'm just being myself. But you better get ready. All right. And I'm talking about. I'm speaking on a mother on a cosmic level. You know, so I'm not even going to ask if you're ready. I'm going to tell you to get ready because it will happen, and it will happen in this lifetime. You know, so many people, and this is a general message, you know, and I'm going to stop apologizing for how I'm speaking because I shouldn't have to, just to make you guys feel comfortable. A lot of us have been repeating some of the same stuff in history over and over and over again. Anyone breaking the cycle, I am the glitch, okay? So, you know, hey, and when I say I am the glitch, I'm one of many. I'm one of many, guys. This youth, y'all, let me tell you, please understand something about this youth that's coming through these cycles now. They are not. They're like 10 times, 20 times worse than I am as far as the glitch, as far as breaking the cycles. They are not here. They are programmed and not going to be here to withhold this shit that we've been carrying on and on again about pimping the masses, pimping the timelines, pimping all of that shit is done with, you guys. So this is a message that is coming through me for a collective to let everybody know. It's been over with, but just like on the Titanic, guys, we keep playing the violin, you know what I'm saying? But how long will that last, you know? And again, I love the elders. I love the seniors. Please know at the core of my core, I do. But the time frame of us repeating cycles is done, you know what I'm saying? So please prepare wisely. Please prepare wisely. That's all I got to say. All right, Eternal, go ahead and take us out.
Yeah, we here. That's it. Like what you just said, prepare wisely. I mean, this is the ball game. We're at the ninth inning. We're learning about the Muse. We're learning about the E9. We're learning about the Anunnaki. We're learning about everything that your mom, your dad probably said, oh, you don't learn anything about that. That's evil, you know. Even evil ain't evil. God darn it. Like, How bad do we get tricked? G.I. Joe, G.I. Jane, John, the John Doe, you know, the whore, the housewife, the maiden, you know, skeletons in the closet, pedophilia, anything that you're thinking of on the lowest of its low, even on the highest of its high, might not be specifically how you think it is. So now, it's about how to prepare wisely. That's just basically it. You prepare wisely. Once you know, your peak is at your best, and you be the best at whatever that is, you know? Give thanks to that. That helps us now growth in our mental, what is art, because that's not just what Moses did. You know, this is why the artisan, the Rosicrucian, and the art world became so popular and then depopularized. So you knowing your deity energy, the pyramid, how that was the last step to the first step, the Toltec, the Tall Text, the Texas, the text and the X, the ass is I am. You came in on a donkey, or did you have to actually go up the steps to get to your pyramid? You're going to find out. These are all what you asked to learn, all what you asked to know. You already learned it. That's how you know it. It'll make you feel better about why did you have to know these things in the first place? Because as you said before, there's things that you didn't know you was meant to know so you can help someone else. That was the reason why you had to know it. So that you can help all of us do what we said that we came here to do. We're here to aware, to not just make an awareness, because that's what it could sound like, is an enhancing to the awareness towards what you wear on yourself. Is how you've been wearing the address of yourself. So now if you a skirt to yourself, you might have been short to yourself and how you've been noting yourself. Your notation and your notifications need to be now how you nomenclature yourself, how your appellations really is, your apex and your atlas and your axis. All of those are how do you get access to yourself. Know thyself. Ashe. Ashe. Ooh, respect.
Between you and Biggie, it was like, who rules the nigga kingdom and shit, basically, you know what I'm saying? I was like, this is like a fucking election. It's an election.
It is that.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Me and Biggie's situation is smaller than that. Me and Biggie's situation is like...
Central, I got a black male shot, like
fucking screw up, got introduced to the game, got an ounce of fucking fun, chopping rocks overnight, the nigga Biggie Smalls trying to turn into the black Frank White, we had to go dress to change our description, two cops is on the milk box missing, showed they toes, you know they got stepped on, a fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon, run from the police, picture that, nigga I'm too fat, I fuck around and catch an asthma attack, that's why I bust back. Take his clock and I'm crazy. Celebrate my escape. Solar block, what the weight? Lay back, I got some money to make. Motherfucker.
Pushing the gas when my clock flashed. We was young and we was dumb, but we had heart. In the dark where we survived through the bad parts. Many dreams is what I had and plenty wishes. No hesitation and extermination of these snitches. Envious bitches, they still continue to pursue me. A couple of movies, now the whole world trying to screw me. Even the cops tried to sue me. So what can I do but stay true? Sipping 22s of brewing now. The media is trying to test me. Got the press asking questions, trying to stress me. Misery is all I see, that's my mom's day. My history with the police to shake the crime rate. My main man had two strikes, slip, got arrested and flipped. He screamed thug life and empty the clip. Got tired of running from the police.
I'm